prayed for you. You might look cute and you might look handsome and you might look like you all that, but you are here by the grace. I know you're educated. I know you got money. I know you got position. I know you got power. But you are here, Baba. If the enemy would have been able to do what he wanted to do to you without limitation, none of us would be here today. And that's why I have no problem singing, by the grace of God, I've come along. Any help in the house? I've come a long, long way. Oh, I ain't perfect. But I ain't what I used to be. He ain't through with me. But he's made some mighty big improvements on me. I wish I had a helper in the house here. I can't help but give him glory when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. I wish I could speak for you, but I'm talking about me now. My soul cries, yes. Listen. Going through for more than you. Tell your neighbor if you don't mind. Say, neighbor, going through for more than you means God counts you worthy. See, listen, I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. I think I ought to throw out parenthetically, this is a good place to tell you why you're going through for more than you. What is the purpose of it? And this is to help you understand some of the things you know you don't deserve to go through. This is to help you understand, get some kind of logic out of the illogical situations you're confronted with. First of all, the purpose of you going through for more than you is one, because God counts you worthy. 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 Listen, you aren't the only one he could have used. But you're the one he chose to give this trial to. See, the truth of the matter is, while we sit here in Sunday service and we go through the motions, and the truth of the matter is, the only reason why a whole lot of us are here is because God hadn't pulled the covers off of our shortcomings. And we look and we sit and we sing and we act as if we are perfect, when the truth of the matter is, God's got our record. And then he tells us, be careful about how we judge other folk, because the truth of the matter is, we've got some issues also, that if they were exposed, folk wouldn't see you the same way they see you. And the truth of the matter is, we're no better because there are some people sitting in prison. We're no better. There are some people sleeping in their graves. We're no better than other folk who have experienced some bad things. The difference between us is, God had not allowed us to be caught. Come on. You ain't the only one who has drank or drunk and drove. God just let the police pass you up. Don't sit there and act like, oh, so-and-so got DWI. You left a little fellowship and had a little bit more than the legal limits, and had the law stopped you, they would have been surprised how even big old you with all of your position can be pulled down by the law and be made to pay the same way. But God spared you. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to get these folk who are acting like they're more than what they really ought to understand is by the grace of God. And God knew he couldn't put some of them to the test because they would never pass it. You heard the song, me and now all I said was me and here you finishing it. I could call some church songs you couldn't say the next word to. Don't sit there and act like you holier than thou, been everything in your marriage you ought to been, and you pointing the finger at somebody else. I could keep on going down the list, but I think you get my drift. There's a second reason why God allows you to go on trial. Not just because you're worthy, but secondly, because you are a winner. You're a winner. The reason why God bragged on Job was because Job was a winner. God promoted the fight. Have you considered my servant Job? God isn't in the business of promoting losers. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, you sitting next to a winner. Be careful now, because if you're a winner, you're going to go through some stuff. Because God's going to only use winners. Winners. Why is he going to use winners? Thirdly, and I'll tell you the purpose for you going through what you go through more than for you. It is because at the end, once you found worthy, once you have been a winner, it is then only that you can be a witness. God wants some eye account witnesses. He wants some folk to be able to say, I've been there, done that. I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roar. I felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the house who understood what I was saying. Don't take me too fast. Slow that down. Let me slow down. But listen at the text. Listen at the text. Let me go back to the word. Verse 32 says, but I have prayed for thee. Now, what are you praying for, Jesus? Here's right here in the text. That thy faith fail not. Now, listen at this, because Jesus is talking about the end result when he says the faith fail not. Because you would simply say, well, wait a minute, Peter failed. Peter failed. Jesus told him before the cock crow, you deny me three times. To us, that's failure. To the Lord Jesus, that was a fall. And I got to tell you, there's a difference between a fall and a failure. Somebody don't hear me. A good man can fall seven times, but the Bible says the Lord will lift him up. It's all right to fall, because the only reason why you fall is because you don't have the ability no longer to stand. But aren't you glad that God does the judging and he's not worried about man's recommendation concerning your situation? Or there are times when we fall, it appears as though we can't get up. But the truth of the matter is, because of who we are and whose we are, he's going to strengthen us and he's going to give us the ability to rise again. And so he says, my prayer for you while you're going through your trials, my prayer for you while you're being tested to your limit, my prayer for you is to be able in the end to walk out of this thing a winner. A winner. Now, what I love about the Lord is he allows for the human element to play a part in the trial. Because if you've been really tested, I mean truly tested, you'll feel like throwing your hands up and say, I quit. Come here, Jeremiah, help me preach this text. He was in a deep, dark dungeon. And there, having felt the derision daily of the Lord, he believed, having forsook him, separated himself from him, not bringing his word to pass. He had become so caught up in the trial that he said, enough is enough. I'm giving you my resignation. And he started off with, dear Lord, I've been going through for a long time, and I've been calling on you, and you've not answered my prayer. You've left me hanging when I thought you ought to have been there. I've been through some stuff sometimes. I couldn't even sleep at night many times because of the things I was dealing with. And I called you, and you didn't answer me right then and there. And on and on, and he goes on. And then he gets to the bottom of that letter, and he says, I can't do this no more. I've given you all I have to give. So I'm serving notice effective today. I, Jeremiah, resign as prophet to the nations. And before he could mail it off, the Spirit of the Lord showed up. And Jeremiah, when he was trying to put a stamp on that letter and mail it, discovered that the problem was he had too much word left up in him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
All right. It's gonna be all right. It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
A voice like thine.
God bless you. God bless you to all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in radio land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. This is Yours in Christ, Rev. Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. This may be your first time listening in, but I'm here to ask you today again, friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Whether it's a situation on that job, whether a problem in that home, you that have that court case that's pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness, whether it's natural or unnatural, you that are dealing against evildoers around you, and you're saying to yourself, there has to be a better way. Yeah. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. I'll be here in the prayer office throughout the day asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Now, my friends, many of you already know that we deal with different herbal remedies. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, my friends, it's one thing to take a pain pill. It's another thing to turn it around to where there is no pain and your body rebuilds itself. Whether you have a problem with diabetes, whether you have a situation with your nature that's on vacation, whether you have a problem growing high on the top of your head, or we'll send you a Jehovah for you to work that out with also. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, for those of you that do have problems in your body, whether it's arthritis or gout, rheumatism, anything that's giving you trouble, my friend, back in the days, there used to be someone back in the days of old that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so that the next day they're back into the field without that pain. Oh, my God. Many of you know how it is, especially if we've gotten older, 80 and 70 and 90 years old here. We've been through those times when we had to use sulfur for different things on our body. But in the meantime, friends, if you're in trouble, if you have situations that's overbearing, if you right now have trouble around you and you want to turn it around, you write down that telephone number. You call me today. I'll be here with you, you, and especially you that's in need. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations is real. And many of us seen and read on how things have turned for those that were evil and how things have turned for those that had that faith in Christ and sat down there and just went through it. Oh, good God. But I'm here to show you how to live here on earth as it is in heaven with just that prayer. When you write me, my friends, you know I'm going to send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil, a cross, and a prayer cloth for you to keep. My friends, telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta.
They are the coach that they didn't know which way I was supposed to be and what courtroom I was supposed to be in. You know, that night you was going out of town, you know, you dropping that package, you was supposed to be working on the old police thing. You know?
Right, met you on the side of the road.
Right. Okay, when he got the code, I mean, he was all for me, the jury was all for me, the solicitor was all for me, even the barber claim I ran him to the telegram pole. He didn't even know what would happen. I don't know where you run me. He said, I can't remember you running me in no telegram pole. He said, because I was speeding, and I just lost control of the car.
So he told you, he done turned his story around.
He done even turned his story around.
Jesus Christ.
Before when I got down, they told me they supposed to be in that courtroom. Then they said I wasn't supposed to be in there. They never did call my name. I went downstairs. His computer showed it, but they didn't have the ticket on it. Then I went back upstairs, had to go back downstairs. Then they sent me to another courtroom. I wasn't supposed to be in that courtroom. By the time we got through, couldn't do nothing, just throw it right on out. I said, we can go.
Oh, Jesus.
Go. It was so confusing down there, too. It was just a shame and a pity.
You wasted time, huh?
A waste of time. I said, Lord, have mercy. I got on my knees. I got on my knees in front of the jury. Thank the Lord.
I believe you. I believe you.
My friends, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. You spell that G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Right now, we're going to ask you to join us with a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and then we're going to get right back with you, my friends. No matter what you're facing, you too can turn that situation around. Telephone number, friend, write it down. That's 404-212-2444.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield, for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer is that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition or have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory. Right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was, as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now, Reverend Gregory. Now, here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Again, friends, that telephone number, my friends, write it down, for I know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes you can't remember your own telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Now, again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. All you need, my friends, is just that faith. just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'll show you how to get rid of that pain in your body, how to enjoy your home, getting that one, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife back there with you, right there where you live. Oh, good God. Again, this is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. Mailing address, once again, friends, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friend, that you'll be glad that you did. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I'm sure enough to God will not harm you. Oh, my God. Again, friends, those of you that have that court case, those of you that have been different places and still have not received success, those of you right now that have that pain and that problem in your body, that swelling in your body, and are tired of just taking pain pills instead of turning that feeling around to where your body is able to help itself, you write down that telephone number, friends, and I'll be here with you, you, and especially you all throughout the day, letting you know, my friends, that God is God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children to just have just that faith, my friend, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, you too can come through. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom, friends, is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone and out of your reach is something else to reach back and find out that someone else has already picked it up and went on about their way. My friends, again, mailing address, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Those of you that are calling, my friends, you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your home, whether it's for that job, whether you have a sickness, whether you have enemies around you, friends. Oh, God Almighty, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, write down that telephone number. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, my friends, you know he's going to do something else with your mind. Again, for the over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for prayer is the key, my friends. Just that faith. Again, that 404-212-2444. This is yours in pride, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, but to pray over everything that you do.
Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Oh, God, we love you with the glory that is due your name compared to man. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for watching over us all night long while we slept and slumber. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, oh, God. We ask that you increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God, for we glorify your name because you said that you have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. And we thank you, O God, for what you are about to do on this morning. We yield ourselves unto you, O God, in the master's name of Jesus.